Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In today's show, we will discuss the research of UVA Professor of Exercise Physiology Glenn Geiser and his findings on what has come to be termed bad carbs. With the holiday season upon us, traditional meals are a big part of the celebration. Meat, vegetables, and breads are a big part of these feasts. Bread and other sources of carbohydrates have become a big concern for individuals worried about their weight and health. The latest common wisdom on carbohydrates claims that eating so-called bad carbs will make you fat. But University of Virginia professor Glenn Geiser, professor of exercise physiology and director of the kinesiology program in the Curry School of Education, says that's just nonsense. Eating sandwiches with white bread or an occasional donut isn't going to kill you or necessarily even lead to obesity. A popular speaker, Geiser has lectured on the subject of fitness, body weight, and health at numerous national and international meetings and has appeared on dozens of radio and TV shows in North America. In an article in the October issue of the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, Geiser analyzed peer-reviewed scientific research on carbohydrate consumption, glycemic index, and body weight. In this article, he gives the first detailed review of the literature on the correlation between them. His findings run counter to the current consensus on the effects of good and bad carbs. Geiser, author of It's the Calories, Not the Carbs, and other books, found that diets high in carbohydrates are almost universally associated with slimmer bodies. More importantly, Geiser found that consuming lots of high glycemic foods is not associated with higher body weights. In fact, several large studies in the United States revealed that high glycemic diets were linked to better weight control. There is no reason to be eating fewer carbs. They're not the enemy, said Geiser. The description of carbohydrates as good or bad is based on glycemic index, a measure of the quality of the carbohydrate in terms of how much it raises blood sugar. Foods having a high GI are generally thought to be bad because they raise blood sugar more than good carbs do. Proponents of the glycemic index claim that this leads to excessive insulin secretion, which can cause weight gain and health problems. Foods such as whole grain breads are said to offer good carbs because they have a lower GI than white bread, for example. Likewise, a glass of pineapple juice has a high GI compared to apple juice. Several popular low-carb diets use glycemic index as a key feature for optimum weight control, but it is not a reliable description of carbohydrate quality, Geiser says. Digestion is a complicated process. It's very difficult to determine the GI of a whole meal, for instance, so it doesn't really make sense to use GI or glycemic load, the glycemic index multiplied by the quantity ingested, as a guide to eating. After looking at hundreds of articles on large-scale studies using surveys or randomized controlled trials, Geiser says they show that people who consume high-carb diets tend to be slimmer and often healthier than people who consume low-carb diets. Even high glycemic foods have a place in the diet, he said, attributing that to the overall higher quality of a high-carb diet, which includes more fiber-rich and other nutritional foods. Geiser also looked for a clear association between carbohydrate consumption and illnesses, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. He found no compelling evidence that avoiding carbohydrates with a high GI helps prevent these diseases or others. Geiser said, "People with diabetes, as well as very sedentary women who are obese, may benefit from lowering their consumption of foods with a high GI. Reducing any part of the diet, carbs, proteins, or fats, will result in modest weight loss in the short term if calorie consumption is reduced," he points out. "But for long-term weight maintenance, a high-carb, low-fat diet is still the best bet." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be the research of UVA biology professor DeForest Mellon and his work concerning how the brain detects, integrates, and uses co-joined yet dissimilar sensory inputs. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Call 434-924-0885 or email wtju@virginia.edu.